You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Looting in Baltimore. The Fed chair says there's enough economic growth to support a December rate hike. Speaking today to the Economic Club of Washington, Janet Yellen said that while the economy has come a long way, additional data could affect the central bank's timing of a rate increase. Economic indicators have slipped lately with lower numbers in manufacturing and retail sales. Interest rates have been near 0% since 2008. The last time the Fed raised interest rates was June of 2006. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Threats against black students at one New Jersey college has been shown to be a fraud. More from senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
2 weeks ago, messages sent on Twitter threatening black students at a New Jersey college was labeled further proof of racism against blacks. Now it's been discovered the threats were actually sent by a 24-year-old black woman who was part of the protest at Keene University that was the subject of the threats. Police say Caleb Simone McKelvey is an alumni and former homecoming queen of the university. She left the protest to go to the school library, create a fake Twitter profile to send the threats, then went back to the protests and told people about the threats. University President David Farahi condemned McKelvey's actions.
No cause or issue gives anyone the right to threaten the safety of others.
McKelvey faces a preliminary hearing in 2 weeks. I'm Jason Wirt.
Donald Trump says collateral damage is inevitable in fighting ISIS. The Republican presidential frontrunner tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that you have to take out their families. He says he would not want to go after the families of terrorists, but would have to. The White House says President Obama will veto an amendment in the Senate that would repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. The Senate is set to hold a final vote tomorrow on the amendment. And the number of new cases of diabetes in the U.S. is dropping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the rate of new cases fell by about one-fifth from 2008 to 2014. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:05 on December 2nd already, if you could believe it. Just wanted to give you an update. If you're listening out there and you're in the New Jersey area, this is Talented People streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office radio studios. And the weather for our area is rain today, this afternoon. Rain could be heavy at times, patchy fog, high near 54. It's a 100% chance of rain that's going to continue. Showers likely, mainly before 4 a.m. tonight. The rain could be heavy at times, patchy fog again before 9 p.m. Otherwise, cloudy and gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low about 42. Chance of showers between 7 a.m. and noon on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high about 50. Mostly clear with a low about 33 on Thursday night, and then sunny all day on Friday with a high of 48 and then a low of 33. Continuing mostly clear and sunny on Saturday with a high of 50 and a low of 32. And then same on Sunday, sunny with a high of 54. Partly cloudy with a low about 34 on Sunday night. And then partly sunny with a high of 51 on Monday and partly cloudy with a low about 34 on Monday night. So I'm going to share with you today a little bit about the Santa Choice Award Program. This is from an interview of the Art of the CEO Radio, which is actually blog talk radio, The Art of the CEO with Bart Jackson. He's just such a great host, and I was on a show yesterday. So stand by. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of that. Actually, the whole interview is about 28 minutes long, and then I'll be back with you. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Stand by for just a second. I'm going to get you an update on our Art of the CEO interview with myself as of yesterday, talking about the Santa Choice Awards. So give a second here.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings.
Before starting Stelara, your doctor should test for tuberculosis. Stelara may increase your risk of cancer. Always tell your doctor if you have any sign of infection, have had cancer, or if you develop any new skin growths. Do not take Stelara if you are allergic to Stelara or any of its ingredients. Alert your doctor of new or worsening problems, including headaches, seizures, confusion, and vision problems. These may be signs of a rare, potentially fatal brain condition. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you or anyone in your house needs or has recently received a vaccine.
In a medical study, most Stelara patients saw at least 75% clearer skin, and the majority were rated as cleared or minimal at 12 weeks. Stelara helps keep my skin clearer. Ask your doctor about Stelara.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Nepalese Meditation Bowl is chiming, and that means it's time for The Art of the CEO, the show for people who enjoy the challenge of business and who want to do it a little better. I am your host, Bart Jackson, the Hieronymus Bosch of business. And every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, The Art of the CEO streams magically through the overwhelmingly misunderstood realms of cyberspace, where you may listen and download this and all our episodes by visiting blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheceo. That's blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheceo. And we invite you all to visit and explore for your benefit. And whether you are the head of marketing for a New York Yankees minor league baseball team, trying to put each player, along with our national pastime, in the very best light, like Vince, or perhaps you're a CEO of a fastener manufacturing firm, ever striving to develop that next clever clip and fastening device, like Jonathan, we're here to bring you the sage counsel of business masters to help your career and your ventures. Now, today's episode is entitled Elf Talk, Santa's Secret Preparations. Oh, yes. Here in our studios, reindeered in at no little expense, is CEO Claus's own head elf, Miss Jeannie Murphy, to reveal the secrets of giving well. Yesterday, we're going to meet with the woman who, high in the northernmost pole, herds the legions of elves all under Santa Claus's to supplying toys and joy to all the globe's good little boys and girls. And in this candid conversation, Gina will explain Santa's own motivation techniques, his amazingly innovative and effective distribution capabilities, and during the latter half of the show, just as important, Jeannie Murphy will reveal her second enterprise, the Santa's Choice Awards, which is a very real company based in Ringo's, New Jersey, USA, that replants the spirit of Christmas, both in America's businesses and in children, every year. But before we all start tallying our list of naughty and nice for this season, let's take a few moments out there to supply everyone listening with a few utensils for today's Feast of Wisdom. So first, as I always do, allow me to remind each of you hearing my voice that the good Lord has gifted you with the title and privileges of Chief Executive Officer of yourself. Now that's the most important position you'll ever hold in your career, so allow me to ask, will this be the day that you pause and take a brief look at just what's right with your world and you? Perhaps even whistle a little carol to celebrate that. Or will you continue to buckle down and keep fixing your eyes only on the flaws and how to fix them? The choice is truly yours, my friend. Now, as a second utensil, it is time to dip into a little laughter and take a scriptural recitation from the 101 Best Business Quips book. So let me get it here, and I'm thumbing through. In honor of today's featured guest, the quip is number 45. Marketing is the art of putting pears on an apple tree and selling them as exotic. And as an afterthought, you know, in the days of ancient Greece, traders brought home, quote, golden apples, which were sweetened, dribblingly juicy. In truth, what these things were was oranges, and they were fruit found only in southern Spain by the traders. But I have no doubt that the myth of Atlas and Hercules and all of that did wonders for the import sales. So, just a thought for those of you who are selling something this season. As the third utensil, perhaps we should call this utensil the holiday gravy ladle. Right now, we're going to give you the answers to last week's business quotations. And today, before we leave the air, we'll broadcast another quotation, and we invite you to email us the name of that author as you believe him or her to be. Simply write down that name and mail it to info@bartsbooks.com. That's info@bartsbooks.com. And if you're correct, we will send you a marvelous gift, freshly disemboweled from the dungeons of Bart's Books bookstore. So the author of last week's quote, that is the individual who said, work as if you own the company, and soon you just might. Those words were spoken by none other than the serial CEO of, among many other firms, Bacardi Rum. That's Mr. Mike Dolan. So now, let us dig into today's Feast of Wisdom and find out from Santa's very own head elf, Miss Jeannie Murphy, who, all the logistical miracles that make Mr. Claus's Christmas. Jeannie, how are you doing today? Did the reindeer give you a good flight in?
Yes, they did. And good morning, Bart. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, happy holidays and launch of Advent and everything else to you, my dear. And Jeannie, this must be a frenetic time for you. I suppose Santa and the entire North Pole is, as I said, entering the Advent countdown. And I was wondering if you could kind of give us an insider's view. Could you tell us, as these deadlines start approaching, does the jolly old saint get, well, a little less jolly, a bit more testy? I mean, does that show?
Well, Bart, we listen to the Art of the CEO radio show up here, and it's a lot of fun in the North Pole, so we make the most of it. We always enjoy listening to you. You are the essence of the holiday season to us all year round. we really do. We have a lot of exciting products to drop off on this Christmas Eve. There's always a traditional anticipation of the holiday season, you know, joy and laughter and so on. But like all businesses under a deadline, it does get a bit stressful, you know, sometimes. We try to make the most of it. We love hot cocoa and grand feasts and parties in the evening. Santa always needs to bulk up for the frosty night. So most of the month of December is mixed. A mix of
all
joy.
Right.
And, yeah, we got a lot to do, but we get it done.
All right. It goes to show that hard work is not always hard if you get the right people to do it with. And I'm sure that all of you folks up there, as you say, are trying to catch the spirit. And I'm a little, you've given us a little bit of a hint, but how does Santa motivate all the rest of the elfin crew to kind of up the pace and keep it going? I mean, we all know that carrots and sticks don't work.
Right.
We've read that in the books. Santa's got a real crunch here. So any clues on his leadership magic?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, Santa reminds us that we're all not doing any of this work for money. So that's a big distinction because we're doing it for generosity, kindness, humanity. This is not just a single day. It's a way of life. And people tend to forget that throughout the year. So when we're, you know, getting started, you know, we start getting into our business-like environment, it's like a trigger for Santa. And he usually has us all quit for a half hour, then have some popcorn and crimpets. And even the Grinch's heart melts when you smile and joke a bit, like you always do, with our work colleagues. I mean, there's always elves playing tricks on everyone, and Mrs. Claus is the biggest trickster, so it makes for fun.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, Jeannie, I'd like to take that out, and ladies and gentlemen, Jeannie has just spoken a timeless truth, and so I would like to call this a quill pen moment. I would like you to take out your pens, dip them in the inkwell, and jot this down, that we really, none of us, really is working for money. We're working for many things. And some of them are things that money can buy, and some of them are way of a life that we want to maintain. But we are all working and for something other than the cash in hand. And I'm glad Jeannie said that, and it's a good comment. Now, I guess really, as you say, that being an elf is sounds like a pretty fun career. You take it all year long, and you got a cheerful cadre of folks. And your value proposition makes you to be paid in millions of smiles. Are there any other perks, I mean, such as the magnificent outfits you get up there?
Well, the outfits are magnificent, and the millions of smiles are invaluable perks. So that is the truth. I can tell you that in recent years, you know, we've been able to try out some products that can't make it, and we can't make them up in the North Pole. So during the off-season, we get to do things that are a little bit innovative and fun and just expand some of the products and stuff like cruises and visiting hotels and restaurants. Because, you know, those are the things, you know, we've seen trending that where people pick and give away, you know, little gifts, sometimes for the parents that, of course, are not toys. We don't make them. But we do know that, you know, just take an example of going down to, you know, your local Holiday Inn with a pool and spending a night with your family and just going swimming in the middle of January for $75. So there's certain things that mean to make memories, and that's what we're all about. So we have a lot of fun. Perks those are fun perks.
I like that. That goes to show that it's the times together, not the stuff you're holding in your paw, that make the difference.
Exactly.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to decide what to give as a gift. And, again, giving a gift of a memory or something like that where your special time with your family means all the difference. Uh-huh. And it's just a wonderful way to kind of reset the button, be alone, get rid of all the electronics, and have some fun with the family.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear. I'm a member of that. I know last year, in that same spirit, the family chipped in and helped my wife get me a Dr. Kevorkian gift certificate, which I thought was terribly, terribly touching. It's the truth will out come Christmas time. Anyway, you know, there is one thing that I've always wondered about this, and a lot of our listeners want to know. Is elfhood a hereditary position, passed from mother to son, or could possibly our listeners apply when an opening comes up? And if they are going to apply, what skills should they be obtaining to gain one of these marvelously competitive spots?
Well, you know, it is a mother to son, and it's a father to son, and it's a mother to daughter, and a mother, you know, to even the in-laws and the grandchildren. Christmas is a tradition passed on from parents and from loved ones to their loved ones. And so basically, jolly is the key. Santa will not consider any applicants that are not jolly. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of work-from-home positions available. So we always encourage anyone who's jolly to apply.
Oh, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, joy is worth cultivating all year long, and if you would like to meet fellows by yourself, this may be the application you want to fill in. But if not, there are plenty of joyful spots all around the globe, and I'm glad that Jeannie is bringing them to our attention. Now, Jeannie, not all is totally blissful everywhere, and we've had some problems down here in our warmer zones of the USA. And a lot of would-be big shots are saying that Santa Inc. is a very limited corporation with a strictly exclusive clientele. And I was wondering if you could set the record straight on this one. Santa Inc. and its spirit of giving comes to every good child, right? I mean, regardless of what nation or her color or religion, Santa's joy is for all the world. Am I right?
Absolutely. Santa is definitely an international mindset, and all good children and their parents, for that matter, are being watched all year. So to set the record straight, I think a lot of people forget that Santa includes everyone, including adults, on his list, and he watches all year long internationally. Uh-huh. And it's a lot of fun to see how small the world really is when you think of it being that way, because all the other countries, England, Australia, Canada, you know, I'm just mentioning those. China now recognizes Christmas as of last year for the first time with Santa.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So Santa, as much as the 2,000-plus traditional years have been with us, we're growing every year by love and joy, despite what the media says.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I think all of us agree it's a heck of a lot more fun to lift your lamp beside a golden door rather than build a wall. And,
so true.
Jeannie, now here's something that I know intrigues a lot of us out there. I think you've given us one of the most popular toys. Are there anything, I know that my own nephew has asked for a huge length of mountaineering rope for Christmas. And it's fascinating to see. Do kids still seek toys that feed the imaginations, things that they can touch and feel and actively play with? Is that the popular stuff for this Christmas?
Imaginative toys and activities are always popular. you know, our elves are particularly fond of, like, a Kling Creator product. Most kids know this and see it in, like, the Crayola aisle at the toy stores. It's so much fun. They can literally make clings, and they're little kind of flexible fabrics that they can put on windows, anything they want to do, but with a star or a peace sign. Those are so much fun. Kids love to get their hands dirty. They love to get into stuff and play with it. And, you know, however, this company with Santa's elves under their direction has figured out how to keep it clean, it wins for everyone. That's something I love. My favorite personal type of entertainment for kids, including on that imaginative, you know, idea, is audio. Like right now, we're adults and we're listening to the radio and we're participating in something that, you know, is engaging to us. There are audios out there for kids that are incredible, and they have so much history. They have lessons to them. They allow for the brain to open up and see outside of how, you know, just a normal person thinks. And we have the greatest audios. Parents can play with their kids with their, get, you know, their minds blowing when they're in the car or when they're in the kitchen, when they're waiting for dinner. Instead of having the TV on or the games, they can put on, you know, music. And as an example, one of them is called American Heroes. And it's performed by a singer. His name is Jonathan Sprout. He's a performer. And he just kills it with the different American heroes in each of the different tracks, explains it. And you're learning, your kids can get into just learning more about things that they don't think about every day. And that's what I think is most important. Also, books, as you know, books are, being an author that you are, you know, that is, you know, compelling, and you could get really into it. One of the award winners that we had this year that Santa's so happy and, you know, just so proud of is a book. It's called A Different Kind of Dog. And it was written by, it was written by the elves along with Frank and Linda Stabenius.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And the story, though, is so important. It's a very, very sad story. It it came from, actually, the authors, their son died while he was doing a marathon, right before he died. He literally had done a GoFund campaign and raised money for his mom and dad's book. And they were able to see him. It was so painful. But they turned it into a joyful story. And it's a very touching story about a different kind of dog, because their dog's a little different than normal. But it shares how individually, you know, it's yourself. Like you said, the art of the CEO, you're the art of yourself. And this book just encapsulates everything. And it also, you know, just, it's so nice to see that in something that was just a sad situation, they were able to really actually put it in paper, put it in their illustrations, and then share it with the world. And the book actually extends from, you know, small children all the way up to even, you know, the elderly. It's one of the best handpicked books that we've seen.
That's wonderful. And you can get that, ladies and gentlemen, at bookstores, and I'm sure that if those who don't have it can get it at public libraries. And
that's right.
There is a visitation for Christmas if ever there was one. Jeannie, I want to go on, and we will certainly, but right about now, we have come to the midpoint of today's show. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Art of the CEO, streaming live from blogtalkradio.com. And since we have come to the midpoint of today's Feast of Wisdom, why don't we take time for a brief sorbet? And it is time for me to introduce to you that company by whose good graces we are here today. And that firm is Prometheus Publishing, creator of, among many other things, Bart's Books Ultimate Business Guides. And you can visit bartsbooks.com, that's BARTSBOOKS.com, and explore a wide wealth of practical wisdom from business masters. And today, Prometheus Publishing invites you to come visit their bookstore, and since we are totally in the spirit of jest this very day, I think that's different from the other days. Anyway, we invite you to take a browse through the 101 Best Business Quips book. Yes, this is the biblical source book from all those marvelous quips that you keep hearing on this show that keep gushing and flushing your way. We have scribbled this book in the belief that the greatest wisdom comes wrapped in a little laughter. Thus, we'd like to equip you with some quips. As you heard today earlier, we poke a bit of revealing fun at some aspect of business and then tack on a little afterthought for you to ponder, but never take too seriously. This is the perfect holiday gift for that hardworking man and woman in your life. And for those who want to keep the sardonic chuckles ever fresh and flowing, we invite you to visit bartsbooks.com website and just click on that little blue mailbox and alakazam, you will receive a fresh business quip every week, winging its way through your cyber portal right onto your funny bone. And the best thing about all this laughter is it is free. Yes, as it needs to be. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to laugh. And for all of us now, folks, and all of us who overstuffed Thanksgiving veterans who are looking right down at the effects of that second helping of pumpkin pie, we are back with Miss Jeannie Murphy. And folks, I want you to know that today's elf, Miss Jeannie Murphy, is one of Christmas's most special sprites. When she's not up at the North Pole, Miss Murphy runs a very real and very marvelous company in Ringo's, New Jersey, USA. It's called the Santa's Choice Awards. And, Jeannie, I was wondering if you could give us a little kind of a thumbnail sketch of the awards operations and how it all works.
Thanks, Bar. In short, the elves, Santa and Mrs. Claus, kind of felt that there were sometimes they were too far away, actually, to test out some of the new products they were making. So they decided to send them down to us, and then we would have real children and parents and those, you know, appropriate for the testing out would take them and evaluate them, and then we gather the feedback and send it back up to Mrs. Claus, not always Santa, because behind every great man is a great woman, you know, and she's a very hands-on person. Yes, and so we were appointed this honor, and we take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I'm really curious. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. It's an amazing idea, but I'm just wondering, were you just lying in bed one night listening to the pipes burst and Santa's choice just hit you? How'd you come up with this idea?
Well, literally, Santa came to us. They understood that they wanted to get feedback and they needed to get more information on certain items and they wanted to be able to recreate them up here in the North Pole. So they came to us and asked us to perform this service for them. And it's a dar honor. It's all year long. There's never a downtime. And it's a very important way for us to be able to help to continue the tradition of the holidays.
I think it's a great idea. But, Jeannie, I got to be honest. This is the season when retailers and toy manufacturers are, quite frankly, more reviled than any other business people all year long because they are viewed as greedy commercializers of the holiday spirit. And I'm wondering how the Santa's Choice Awards helps redeem that image for the folks, for the companies involved.
Well, the truth is that, you know, the retailers and the manufacturers are actually helping Santa when they do it in the right way. They, you know, are just like our other home helpers that work from home and from their offices, and we need all the help we can get, and so does Santa. So we understand definitely how the holidays can come across commercialized, which is one of the most frustrating challenges we have up here. But we also know that, you know, you can't fool Santa. So if there's something that's insincere or commercialized, then there's no support. But when you see a company that's true to the holidays, that has holiday parties and has Santa stop in, if they need help decorating their stores, when you walk in and you actually feel the holidays and the generosity, giving more than receiving, then that's where they're helping Santa. And that's where it started, and that will continue forever. The stores that don't and those that don't actually have that feeling, everyone can see through that.
Yeah, it is true. And the old idea of put a Santa's hat on it and a ho-ho-ho beside it, you can charge anything you want at Christmas, is not so, friends. You've got to have the spirit of which Jeannie talks.
Let me add one thing about that, because I think it is important.
Sure.
And one of the Santa Choice hand selected winners was the Hallmark channel for television called Countdown to Christmas. And from like October 31st until Christmas Day, every day, you know, there's a new movie on. It's on 24 hours a day. And each the programmer, each show has been, you know, evaluated. They're all evaluated by our evaluators. And yet every one of them is the spirit of the holidays. If you have, if you're feeling low and you want to be cheered up, if you're, if you know, just to the point of what you're saying about non-commercializing, but actually so that you could cry by watching one of the shows, bringing emotion back and instead of letting it go, because the rest of the year, that's what happens. But, you know, there is that sincerity, and that particular network, the Hallmark Channel Countdown to Christmas, is one of those hand-selected by Santa, because a lot of times people just can't get into the mood. They can't get over the fact that it's commercialized, and that's one solution. Definitely. If you, and to get in the car and drive out at night and look at the lights, the holiday lights. Sometimes people actually go crazy, and it's the best feeling in the world when you see someone give away their time to share it with others.
That's, so a lot that's of times wonderfully people, true. Oh, I'm so glad. You know, and I think that it's great that, businesses are taking advantage of this. We have to realize that there is nothing more personal than business, and the people... There are, yes, the news will villainize those rare, rare few who are greedy and oppressive, but they are such a slender, immeasurable minority that the business people that you meet, be they toy manufacturers or retailers, these are people just like you and me that really want to help, that are believe in that they are making a contribution for that, after all, is what business is all about. And Jeannie, what about the children? What do you see? How do you see the children benefiting? What are they learning from the Santa's Choice Awards?
Well, for one, they get to learn that, again, giving is more important than receiving, and they can do that through a, a lot of different programs we have throughout the year, like with the Mariah Foundation, where that children can, when they get to the age of reason, okay, this is what usually happens. It's around the age of
Has that happened to any of our political candidates yet?
No. They're exempt.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd ask.
Yes.
Anyway,
generally speaking, no, I understand. No, but what happens is that, you know, there's an age, and around that age, you know, children start to realize that instead of just being the Christmas tree and the tinsel and the presents, that they're actually going to start to see it from the adults who are actually blessed enough to have joy and giving throughout the year. So when that happens, and they can do things like one of the programs that we put on all year round is the Donate Your Bike. So a child can donate their used bike to charity, and it's a drop-off point. It's called Mariah Foundation. It's at the Santa Choice Awards location in Ringo's, and people can drop off their bikes that are in any condition, and either the bike stores will repair them and give them to charity, or they'll go directly to charity, and for those who are needy. So those types of things where that kids can learn about the joy of the holidays and not the commercialized side of it, and then go forward making the decisions that they should to be giving rather than receiving is the whole entire mission of the holidays and the Santa Choice Awards program.
That's wonderful. Jeannie, we have we seem to be coasting rapidly toward the end, unfortunately, but I was wondering if you could tell all the business folks and family members who are fascinated by the wonderful mission of the Santa's Choice Awards, how can they contact, how can they get involved and grab on all this fun that's going on?
They can go directly to the website, SantaChoiceAwards.com, and they can look at the award-winning products. They can feel some of the energy from the content that we provide. And also they can go on YouTube, which is a lot of fun because the award winners are identified individually on either a Skype-in video or if they come into a television station and then their products are featured. So people who want to learn more about any of the items can go on YouTube and look up Santa Choice Awards and be able to learn more about, you know, the Boondoggies book, you know, different kind of dog. They can hear the story behind it. They can learn all about different books and all the other products that are great for gifts for anyone in the family throughout the holiday season.
Oh, that's good. And they can find out about the Mariah Foundation from on that site, too?
As well,
or is that
yes.
separate?
Now, the Mariah Foundation can be direct if you go to marr2rsiahfoundation.org, or through the Santa Choice Awards program.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, it's so glad. I'm so glad that you could take time off at the frantic season and share a little of the giving all the way around from the holidays. You are doing a great job, and ladies and gentlemen, we're so happy to have Jeannie here to spread a little of the magic dust of the giving spirit. So, Jeannie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Bart. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. Happy holidays.
Truly, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all. And ladies and gentlemen, as we round out today's shows, allow me to leave you with today's business quotation. That is, who said you can fool all of the people all the time if the advertising is right and the budget is big enough? Hint, these words were spoken by a man who made millions selling fantasy. And remember, if you know the author of that quote, you just write down that author's name as you believe him or her to be and send it to info@bartsbooks.com. That's info@bartsbooks.com to win an absolutely astounding life-changing gift from the dungeons of Bart's Books bookstore. And finally, as a parting shot, in the words of my wise husband, yes, your deeds will speak for themselves. But alas, they will not speak for you. Subtly connecting your deeds with their author in the minds of folks, son, that's your job, and it falls to you alone. So, to all you faithful and playful listeners, I hope you've enjoyed The Art of the CEO as much as Jeannie and I have enjoyed bringing it to you. And remember that you may download this and all our episodes at blogtalkradio.com/theartoftheCEO. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it has been a privilege. I thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year to come out and enjoy the Hunterdon Holiday Parade, sponsored by my good friends at Hunterdon Radiological Associates. This year, all my friends and I will be parading down Main Street in Flemington starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 6th, snow or shine. Ho, ho, ho! Thank you to ShopRite of Flemington, the Flemington Bid, the Borough of Flemington, Liberty Village Premium Outlets, Fusco's Rental World, and Witham Smith and Brown for their hospitality to me and my elves. If you miss it, I may need to recheck my list. I'll see you there. Happy holidays.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men. Perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved
by Santa. Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We are featuring Santa Choice award-winning products, and it's my pleasure to bring you Set Enterprises. We're talking with Rebecca Anderson, and she's going to tell us about the game Set. Rebecca, tell us about it. How did it become such a popular award-winning game?
Set actually has a really interesting story of how it came to be. In 1974, our founder, our inventor, Marcia Jean Falco, was actually studying in Cambridge, and she was studying population geneticists, and she was looking to see if epilepsy in German Shepherds was inherited. And when she was doing so, she was putting little blocks of information about the German Shepherds onto cards. And so she'd use shapes in order to help her organize the information. And one of the veterinarians looked over her shoulder and said, "Looks like you're playing a game." And she said, "Well, actually, I think it would be kind of a fun game." And so that was where the idea was born. And so for 17 years, she played with friends and family, kind of changing the shapes and the numbers. And in 1990, they encouraged her to use her children's college education fund and actually go out and produce this game. And so she was working at Michigan State University at the time. She worked with the professors in the colorblind lab to try to find the best shapes and colors in order to best express what she was doing. And she published the game in 1990 after playing for 17 years off the shelf. And it immediately became a Mensa Select award-winning game. And the first run sold right out, and she had to do a second production. And so she's been playing with family and friends ever since. And so it's now, from 1990 to this year, it's been 25 years for us.
Congratulations on your 25th anniversary. You know what? It's won 35 awards, which is like the highest, I think, in all history of award-winning games. So congratulations on that as well. Tell us how it works.
Okay, well, a set, each card in the deck is unique. So each card, I'm going to pull some up so I can show it to you. Each card has a different color, shape, and number on it. So you have red, green, and purple. You've got one, twos, and threes, and you've got diamonds, squiggles, and ovals. So when you're trying to find a set, you're trying to find three cards in an array of 12. If any table can become your board. You're looking for three cards, which each of the features are either all the same or all different at the same time. So, and the keyword is all. So you can't just say, "Well, I found three purple cards, that makes a set." They either all need to be purple, and all need to be different shapes, and all need to be different numbers, or it wouldn't be a set. If anytime you can say two cards are something and the third one is not, it breaks the golden rule and it wouldn't be a set. So it's kind of tricky in the sense that once you understand what a set is, it's easier to play. It's definitely something where you learn that intelligence is something that is learned, it's not inherited, because as you play, you get better at it. You're using the left brain and the right side of your brain in order to visually perceive the patterns that are out there and logically test them and then go back and pick them up. So it's been a great game in terms of developing pattern recognition, cognitive thinking, cognitive processing speed. And actually, there's a fun little twist where you can work on your working memory, which has been a really big thing in the news. So the last couple of years, they've been doing a lot of studies on that. So yeah. A set is basically three cards that's either all the same or all different at the same time. And with the game, there's no turns and it's no luck. It's just a game of speed and a game of skill. And you find your competitive juices really get going as you're looking for the set to find the sets before your colleagues do. And you can play either solo or as many people who can safely fit around the table. I do mean safely, because you can get a lot of people around the table and it can get kind of competitive. So from 1 to 20, maybe we'll cut it off there. 20 round a table is about its limit.
How much fun. Now, is this the only version of a set in your line of games?
Actually, no. Well, the whole set family has a couple different versions. So we had a lot of fun with the cards. So we also moved it over to dice. And we have a set dice game that's come out. There's three different ways to play the dice. You can kind of play fast and furious, just like you do with the card game. But we also have one that's kind of like a crossword set where you make different sets in different directions. And we also have added a board, which added some strategy. So it slows it down and adds some strategic thinking. So people who like the idea of set, but they might not be as quick at thinking. That sounds terrible. They're not as quick at thinking. But when you add the set dice, it slows it down and gives it turns. So you can go through a lot of different options in your mind and really evaluate. But people that are more strategic thinkers as opposed to fast thinkers might really enjoy that. And actually, in my office, I enjoy playing that a little bit more because we have some really fast players, and that gives me at least it evens the playing field.
Wow. Well, congratulations again. We're so proud of you all for your 25th anniversary and again on the amazing success of that game, Set Game.
Great. So one of the other fun things we did with Set was we took our Mensa award-winning game and we toned it down for early learners. So we added Set Junior, which is also a board game, and that one tones it down so that even three-year-olds can start by building skills that they need in order to be successful at the Set game. So that one's going to teach some pattern recognition, some visual discrimination, just colors, shapes, and numbers. It's really simple. And we came out just this last year with a travel size version, which is a Set Mini. So it comes cute in a cute click-clack tin where you can pop it open and then you can clack it closed. And so it's really fun. So in fact, the tin is playful enough that you almost don't need the game. You can just continue to play it.
Oh, it looks so much fun for travel, like you said, and also as a stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. So 1,001 applications, whether you're putting in a gift basket, and a teacher appreciation, a party favor, it's easy to keep in your pocket and play while you're waiting. While waiting is what you have to do, whether you're in a restaurant waiting for your food or at a doctor's office. It's easy, quick fun, super nice and giftable to send off to a kid with camp because you can play solo or as many people as can fit around a table. It's one of those things that can really be a nice icebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. ISIS is claiming to have beheaded a Russian captive. The terror group released the video today, and it shows a man kneeling before an unmasked executioner holding a knife. The victim is wearing an orange jumpsuit and says in Russian that he is a spy working for Russia's security service. ISIS says it executed the man as retaliation for Russian airstrikes on ISIS in Syria. Britain is weighing whether to start striking ISIS in Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron urged Parliament to vote in favor of airstrikes against terrorist targets in Syria. Cameron framed his argument by asking if Britain should join the fight or sit back and wait for them to attack us. And President Obama's former military intelligence chief says the Obama administration ignored reports about the rise of ISIS. Retired General Michael Flynn told CNN that a small circle of White House advisors ignored the reports because they didn't fit what he says was the narrative the administration wanted ahead of the 2012 presidential election. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner all the time. Instead, waste it watching TV or playing video games and let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 family fill-up. That's 8 pieces of original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, go on now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The trial of a Baltimore police officer accused in the death of Freddie Gray is underway. From a pool of about 150 potential jurors screened this week, 12 were selected to sit on the panel along with 4 alternates. They'll hear the case against Officer William Porter, the first of six officers to go on trial in Gray's death last spring. Prosecutors say Porter neglected to seek medical attention for Gray when he said he was injured following his arrest. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is still first in the polls, but Senator Marco Rubio is the new second. The latest Quinnipiac University poll out today shows Ben Carson has dropped to third place. Trump leads with 27% support, with Rubio next at 17%. That's 1 point ahead of Carson and Senator Ted Cruz. Former National Security Advisor Sandy Berger is dead. A spokesman for his consulting firm said he was in bad health and passed away at the age of 70. Berger was former President Bill Clinton's advisor from 1997 to 2001. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
This Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's, only once a year, take an extra 25% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great savings.